MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Zaf Mohammed, CFO at Oceana. Results for 6 months ending March saw revenue up 12.1%, HEPS up 84.6%, and the dividend up 50% at Rand 95. Zaf, appreciate time today. Daybrook, your US operations, the really big winner in these set of results. Fish oil prices rose, volumes doubled. What's the story over in the US? This was quite the boom.
Thank you. Good day to you and to your listeners. I think the best part of the performance is that we put ourselves in that position. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did benefit from the higher oil prices, and that's as a function of demand across the world for fish oil and quality fish oil. We'd spent quite a bit of capex over the past two seasons to put our factories in the best possible position to benefit from the upswing in the fish oil price. Aquaculture has been going at a faster rate than people anticipated. Mm-hmm. It's in fact, salmon aquaculture has now beaten normal growth of salmon. So I think from that point of view, it's putting ourselves in that position. And the thing is, Simon, we've taken those lessons into South Africa now.
To stay with America quickly, have these fish oil prices held post-year-end? Because of course, what we've had just over 2 months trading.
They've remained steady at around the year-end prices. As you know, we've started fishing now. The season started in April. So that season will continue until the end of October. Mm-hmm. And it all depends on what the fish oil price is going to do in the latter half of the season.
Okay. And how have catch rates been? As you say, starting in April, how's it been so far in those couple of months?
It's been slower than expected. There's been a bit of wind in the Gulf, which is unusual for this time of the year. And what happens when there's wind is the fish don't aggregate. So although we are catching fish, it's hard to catch them at the same time. So it does slow down fishing. So we've seen that. Peak season fishing is June, July. So we expect to see that pick up.
You mentioned that some of the lessons from Daybrook you're bringing back. I imagine one of those is around Lucky Star. I mean, you've opened an upgrade of the West Coast plant.
There's a variety of things going on in the West Coast. The first one is we've opened a meat canning plant, which is great for us. So we started production at the end of last year, and that's gone into full production, and we're into market early this year. So that's starting to take off quite well. So that's meat canning, and that will continue. That complements, obviously, our pilchard products in the Lucky Star space. We've got two factories on the West Coast, one in Lieplik and one in St. Helena Bay. The Lieplik facility, we've upgraded the fish meal plant there. There was extensive upgrades to the boilers, for example. We spent about $100 million on boilers in Lieplik, and we had to close the factory to make sure that we could get all the upgrades in. And so we're in phase one of that. And then St. Helena Bay, we spent money on the cannery. And so really, it's about making sure that when the fish are there, that we are able to run the plant and to run it as efficiently as possible. And part of that is to make sure, not only from a throughput point of view, but to get efficiencies and yields out of the product. Mm-hmm. So those are the lessons that we brought through from the US.
You're speaking around canned. You've also done it was post the period end, an acquisition on the East Coast this time, a 75% stake, canned chicken livers, a squid. It's sort of growing into the canned protein operation. You obviously got the Lucky Star, which is a giant brand, but bringing in some new ones as well.
Well, Lucky Star is voted the number one iconic brand in South Africa. Mm-hmm. From 28 million consumers or 28 million South Africans think that the Lucky Star brand is...
And a previous finance minister.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tito is a fan and we're appreciative. And I think the benefit for us is to extend the reach of the Lucky Star brand. You know, it's an iconic brand, as you know. And we've been selling chakalaka, we've been selling beans, and canned meat we used to have before, except it wasn't our own production. Now we've brought it in-house from a production point of view. So this is not our first foray outside of pilchards. What we see it as an extension of the brand. And chicken livers, for example, it's a great product. It's a cheaper protein than pilchards, for example. And I think that our quest for affordable protein, chicken livers fits right into that strategy.
Gotcha. Wild caught fishing, disappointing volumes. That was a ship out for repair, but good price. And again, strong demand, which is important.
You know, wild caught had a terrible year. Catch rates have been poor. I think that we're not the only one in the industry that's struggled with catch rates. Yes, we've had breakdowns. You know, you got to understand that when you get 15-year fishing rights, towards the tail end of that process, you tend to hold back on CapEx. And so you run the risk of breakdowns, for example. So what we did this time around was to make sure that once we had certainty around fishing rights, we spent the time and the money to get our factories upgraded. And, you know, each vessel is a factory. So those vessels now will have much lower breakdowns. And when the fish are there, we'll be able to catch them.
Yeah, and I take your point. I've spoken to some of your peers in the industry, and our wild caught has been a challenge. We'll leave it there. Zef Mohammed, CFO Oceana, really appreciate the time today. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.